Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful News by Matt Redman. Show the man some love. Go to iTunes or wherever your favorite music store and get the track, Beautiful News by Matt Redman. And the beautiful news today we have, always, 24-7. Not me, but God is 24-7. And we're going to talk about Israel's unbelief and what's happening in the news today. And everything that's going on with that, very complex. But this is what Paul has to say in Romans. What shall we say then? The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it. That is a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They had stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. And of course, that hymn is Jesus Christ. That's who we're talking about. That's who I'm talking about. That's who you should be talking and thinking about in these end times. And now we're going to listen to some praise music to build your kingdom here by Ren Collective. Not by works, but by faith.
We are your church. We are the land on earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness show your might. Heal our strength and land. And your church on fire. Will this nation back? Show your might behind, heal our streets and land, and your church on fire. When the nation dies, shaking atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray.
That's the Ren Collective from Northern Ireland and experimental rock, folk rock band. I guess you can do a little Celtic dancing there if you want. Speaking of Celtic dancing, watch out for those little ghosts and goblins that are tripping across the streets and the sidewalks. This Halloween, I guess there's not much difference. But, you know, keep an eye out for them. Okay, getting back to Israel's unbelief, and we're with Romans, Paul in Romans chapter 10. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them, the Israelites, is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Now, Jesus said that the law was finished. The Ten Commandments, the law, and the prophets were finished with John the Baptist. And that's hard for a lot of people to accept, but that's what Jesus said. And he's made a stumbling stone out of that, or God has made a stumbling stone out of that decree. So all you have to do is believe, and you're free, basically. Doesn't mean to continue in sin, because not everything permissible is profitable, but there's no more judgment upon you. And it's hard to wrap our heads around, I know. Don't even try, just accept and believe. And now we're going to go to Oceans and listen to it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sandy Petty and Larnell Harris, Back to the 80s and the Big Hair Days. Everybody remembers the Big Hair Days if you grew up then. And you're listening to End Times Radio, Writers Alive. And today I'm dealing with a passage in Romans 9, 10, around there, where Paul is talking about the unbelief of Israel. Of course, Israel is the key. I call it Yahweh's scar, Yahweh's navel, because he's always loved Jerusalem. Don't ask me why. He's chosen it. He's God. He can pick and do whatever he wants. But, you know, that's his prime piece of real estate. Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and it means a lot to him. It means a lot to what's going on. But, you know, the Israelites have always had this problem with the law, and God has been patient and persistent and loving and all forgiving, because that's what God does. So he's gone to the Gentiles and given the message of salvation to all, as was prophesied, and we're in Romans 10. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, for who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. That's all there is to it, folks. Nothing more. Here we are, another remnant band, End Times, Big Daddy Weave, Overwhelmed. Love you guys.
Oh God, there is no one more glorious.
Are you overwhelmed by what's happening in the world today? You don't have to be. You don't have to be. If you're listening to my voice, there's still time to be saved and to be overwhelmed by the power and the love of Christ. Finishing off today, I've been talking about Israel's unbelief and why it's so difficult. Why it's so difficult for many people to realize that God's message of love is very simple. And Paul says, by faith are we justified, not by what we do. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, or what you will do. What matters is that you believe in Christ. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It can't be any clearer than that. It can't be any clearer than that. And I want to leave you with that thought today. I'll be back. I'm broadcasting here around the clock, on and off, amongst other things. Go to Writers Alive when you get a chance. WritersAlive.com. There's some really cool stuff there. Really good knowledge and wisdom. A lot of fine authors from around the world have I've been privileged to talk to them over the years. And, you know, check out the messages there. And, you know, come on back. You know, come on back. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You know, I'm just trying to get the word out here and, you know, do my small part.
You reveal taste to me that I would never have imagined. I know I can count on you for a memorable night.
And now a word from our sponsor.
And if I want to go far, you're always by my side.
Jordan Fleece. Show the man some love, too. Up and coming artist. The River. Praise God, all. Christ will forgive you now of your sins. to wherever you are, in your car, at home, outside, trick-or-treating, kids are out. Watch and be safe. Please be safe.